sure you'll forgive me for not having memorized this one. How's everybody's day been? Amazing. I've heard some such great conversations going on. I sat in on some of the workshops and just so inspired by everything that's gone on here. I'll leave you with a little poem that I've thrown together today. Here we go. Any successful presentation is not judged by what is said, but by what the listener received. So tell me, what have you received? Today we've heard from some of the best to help us put our storytelling to the test, under the microscope of inquiry, to dig deep into our own story. DK brought us the practical side of slide deck tips to present like a ninja boss, to make each word pop, like hot toast out of the toaster, perfectly done, emotions wrapped up inside each and every word, and in every slide, a story. And when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, what's the word that you want people to remember? Speaking with purpose. Kaupapa. Sometimes the quietest people have the loudest minds. And Dr. Michelle Dickinson is one of those indeed. She started out as Santa Claus, pulling out gifts of introverted wisdom from her sack for us all to receive before revealing her true identity. Nano Girl, the character she became to overcome the sweaty palms and the heart beating like a drum, whose balled up words caught in the back of her throat. Nano Girl, the superhero conjurer who can turn saber-toothed tigers into a room full of kittens. And with that, the warm, furry fuzzies of connection began to weave their way through this room. Michelle reminded us that a successful presentation is not judged by what is said, but by what the listener received. And I don't know about you all, but I received a glorious image of a room full of kittens. And that's pretty freaking awesome in my book. Saab Yohal reminded us that we should tread with our verbal footprints ever so carefully. Social relationships are not rocket science. They're far more complicated than that. With so many parts of the brain to process the stories we hear, language can be a bridge or a barrier across the spaces in between. For my interpretation of your we may be more than simply you and me. It could be my friends and not you. Or we as in I, or we as in you, or we as in every like-minded person on this earth. And in all these situations, we has been found wanting in authenticity. And always remember, whether you're finger tapping, gesturing, or playing with intonation, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, never communicate that you are nervous. You will only be atrocious. And if you don't believe your message, your body will betray you. Be Mona Lisa calm and you will be tremendous. Just simply tremendous. And now, just as that energy loan shark from the morning's caffeine hit was knocking on the doors of our attention to collect, Emma Hart took to the stage to take us on a journey beyond the stats, beyond the facts, beyond communication for relevance into communication for elegance. Whether we seek to shift the world with our words or just to stop being bullied in the boardroom, the metaphor is a tugboat that can begin to turn the course of the freight liners of our predominant narrative, pulling us from the dull oceans of the mundane into the vast, limitless seas of visual language when we share our stories with intent. The less words, the more meaning. Talk like you talk, not like you write. And if all else fails, find your inner Eminem or Lauryn Hill and channel the rapper within. And to close us off for the evening, we turned our attentive ears to Glenys Hiria Philip Barbara, a living, breathing story of culture. A woman who last year inspired me to set out on a journey towards Kotahi Miriana Ko Reo I Te Reo Māori. 1 million conversations in Te Reo Māori. When you start the narrative of your life, where do you begin? Well, a good place to start is with the purpose, the foundations of your story. Kaupapa. kau papa, literally to hold fast to your foundations. And Glenys's middle name, Hiria, means to be held. So let's hold these words like the gift of language, balanced on the tip of our tongues, or like the snorkestral maneuvers in the Whārenui, punctuating the darkness until the early morning light of Te Rāwhiti. Let's store them in the treasure trove of our voice box to call upon any time we need to find our kaupapa. We each hold individual strands of our story that have unraveled behind us throughout our past. But when we weave them together with purpose, passion, presence, and conversation, we get a beautiful rope of storytelling creation. And one of the key lessons I've learned in telling stories is to be succinct. So haere rā, ka kite anō koutou, to both the introverts going home for a nap and those of us going home downstairs for a drink. Thank you.